This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. After Hurricane Katrina battered New Orleans, many flocked to North Texas. Meet a couple born and raised in the greater New Orleans area, just two blocks from the lower Ninth Ward. The pair didn't find each other until they moved here. 10 years ago, Kenny Choina was running a mobile DJ business in Araby, a neighborhood next to the Ninth Ward. He was wrapping up a gig in the French Quarter the night of Saturday, August 27th, 2005. Hurricane Katrina was just 30 hours away.
I left at 1 p.m. on Sunday, so I was actually feeling the winds. It took me 12 hours to drive 2 hours north.
Kenny drove north with his wife and daughter to Mississippi, and that's where they stayed until Katrina hit. Hours after sunrise, Monday morning, August 29th, his neighborhood filled up with 6 to 10 feet of water. A few days later, he went home to check out the damage.
When I walked inside, they had 6 inches of feces in my house because the wastewater treatment plant was about 2.5 blocks away on the other side of the levee. I couldn't go down my street without the proper gear. I had the face mask and boots and the coverall. The smell was like, I just couldn't even tell you what it smelled like. It's nothing like I've ever smelled before.
Kenny's wife didn't want to be in Louisiana and drove to her family in Florida. Kenny wanted to stay home. Within a few months, the marriage was over. Across town, Katrina was about to melt another marriage. Annette Daigle was planning to celebrate her birthday August 28th, the day before the hurricane hit.
That particular morning, 4 a.m., my dad showed up at my door and said, "Get the boys together. We're evacuating." My husband at the time was working for Southwest Airlines, and so he had to stay as part of the crew to help the airline, which had brought in extra planes to actually evacuate people.
They moved to Arkansas for a few weeks. Her husband, alone in New Orleans, started drinking. Annette's employer found her a job in Fort Worth. Her husband transferred to Dallas, and they moved to Grapevine. But he kept drinking. She blames Katrina.
It was a complete life and game changer for anyone who was there. And if they tell you it's not, they're lying. But I think he fell into a depression, and that's how he self-medicated.
Meanwhile, Kenny Choina quit his job in New Orleans. He was depressed and wanted out. His best friend lured him to Texas.
I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to go anywhere. I was thinking about all my friends. I was thinking about what I've lost, 40 years of my life down the drain. I felt like, what did I have to live for?
Psychologist Madhukar Trivedi isn't surprised. He runs UT Southwestern's Center for Depression Research.
If you get a stressor like this, especially a stressor that is associated with loss, because they lost a lot of things, personal, emotional, physical, etc., that coupled together leads to new episodes of depression.
Annette didn't suffer from depression. She thanks her faith and her strength.
You know, you can only deal with the deck you've been given. I refuse to be a victim. I'm always going to be a survivor.
By 2006, Annette and Kenny were single and rebuilding their lives in North Texas. They met at a TV watch party for a New Orleans Saints preseason game. Eventually, they married.
When I met her, we worked together. She needed me to help her with the kids, and I needed her to be my rock.
My ex-husband wasn't there for me and my family. He's always here for me and my family. He wanted to help. He wanted to be there for my kids. He wanted a family, and I wanted a family too.
Kenny and Annette still go back to New Orleans, but it's just to visit.
I know what it means to miss New Orleans, put it that way. And I'd say New Orleans, but that's the song. It's New Orleans. And I'm getting a little teary-eyed because in my heart of hearts, I would love to go back. But in my head, it says no.
Lived through several hurricanes. I'm tired of it. I miss the food. I would say the most, but I miss my family the most. It's much, much better here for my stepchildren, for school, and it's much cleaner here.
This week on the 10th anniversary of Katrina, these Louisiana transplants will celebrate Annette's birthday. She and Kenny and the teen boys will cook some Louisiana food and think about the storm that brought them together. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.